247.com each and every week. If you want to download our podcasts of our previous broadcasts, you can check out iHeartRadio. Just search The Jiggy Jaguar or search Jiggy Jaguar Show. And usually they are about a week behind for whatever reason over there on iHeartRadio. But we do have all of our broadcasts up there. Also check out AMFM247.com each and every week. That's AM247.com each and every week. We come to you live on the program. And today we have an interesting guest. And this is basically, we've all been getting slammed with politics for the last, at least on this show, we've been getting slammed with politics for the last 3 years. Because we were covering all these clowns before that some of them were like, well, I might run. And then that was the news for the day. Blah, 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 might run for president. So we've got a little bit of a break from politics today. We have a great author with us today. I Punched Myself in the Face, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. And with us today here on the broadcast, Pamela Capone. And she is a best-selling author, and she's with us today here on the telephone. Pamela, this book is incredibly well-written. Tell me a little bit about the book itself.
Oh my gosh, what a compliment. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yes.
My book is, it's a compilation of true stories that mostly they've happened to me. Some of them are observations of other things, but a lot of them are really funny. Most of them are at least very light and whimsical, and some of them are, just a few of them are pretty serious. The thing that's a common thread throughout is that I think most, if not all, point to a bigger, more important message than the tiny thing that it starts with generally. So yeah, it's a lot of snippets and snapshots of everyday life. Sometimes they're extraordinary circumstances, and sometimes they're just like, you know, little anecdotes or metaphors that I see that I kind of expand on. And they're kind of about epiphanies in everyday life and not so ordinary day life.
Pamela Capone with us today here in our broadcast. I Punched Myself in the Face, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Available on Amazon, and she's with us today here on our broadcast. And you've got personal standalone essays in this book. Tell me a little bit about some of the different essays and why you chose certain things to be included in the book.
Sure. Well, one of my favorite stories is about a trip, a plane trip back from Guatemala where I do some work at a girls' school there called IMA. So I was seated in a window seat, which I detest. I feel super claustrophobic, so I don't like that to start out, but I ended up getting seated next to a woman who had real trouble with personal boundaries and spatial requirements for herself. So It really turns into a pretty funny, unexpected turn of events. I really wanted to give her a beat down in the middle of the sky. But in the end, it was kind of a sweet story of understanding and maybe a little bit of redemption and kind of a grace story. Another story that I really like is less funny and more just kind of a heartwarming thing. And this is a situation where I didn't really necessarily write the story, but I heard about a story and then I just put it down on paper. And this story was about my husband's Uncle Pete, who is just this little round ball of love. And he was a carpenter living outside Detroit. And he spotted someone attempting to break into his tool shed, which is also his outside garage.
Yeah.
And so rather than call the police, he approached the man and just sweetly said to him, "You don't have to steal these. My tools are welcome to you. You're welcome to my tools at any time." He reached in his pocket and handed him the key to the tool shed. So the man took it, and I'm just imagining what was going through his head. But he left quietly. And then later that day, one of the family members saw him return, and it appeared that he was attempting to see if the key worked, which it did. And then he left. And then many years later, that man returned to Uncle Pete's funeral and showed up and spoke to some of the family members with that key hanging around his neck. And he said that day changed his life. He never stole again. and he went into the carpentry business. And that's just a really, to me, just such a sweet story of grace and humanity and compassion and just treating his fellow man as he would want to be treated. So I think that my book is a really, it's kind of a, if I can say this, I think it's a real breath of fresh air right now, because it's pretty stinky out there right now. And I know for me, when I turn on the news, you know, I feel like I want to take an emotional shower. It's been really tough this year. So I think it's timely that we focus on some positivity and spread a little more love. And I feel really blessed that I'm able to do that.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on the telephone. Pamela Capone is with us. I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. And she's with us today. Check out the book on Amazon. And tell me a little bit about the whole process of putting the book together. What were some things that you wanted to include that you didn't, and some things that you included that after the book came out, you're like, I shouldn't have probably put that in there.
I don't have any great regrets yet. Maybe that will come down the road, but so far I'm feeling pretty good about it. There are some stories that I didn't get in this book, and I want to put it in a second book or a third book. It's actually third, but this will be my second book of essays.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of little nuggets that need to be kind of refined, and I think those will turn into some pretty cool stories. I feel like I see stuff all the time. Just things that are interesting that I expand on, or like I said, sometimes a story will just unfold in front of me and I just put it down on paper. So I have a lot more in me, and I'm excited about doing another book soon. I'm hoping to have that within the next year.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on our broadcast. Pamela Capone is with us. I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. It's available on Amazon, and she has got a terrific website. Check out ipunchedmyselfintheeye.com, and I'm amazed that domain was available. I would have thought somebody would have snagged that, and there would have been some like travel agency or some kind of crap that was using that.
I love it, and you know, that's actually one of the things that people say. They just think that the title is just so provocative and interesting and fun, so I like it. Yeah.
Now,
my next book might be something like I tripped over the ottoman or something like that. Kind of a.
Then you can, if you include that, you could try to find another cool website like that, and then you can tie everything together. Now, what do you want readers to take away from your writing?
I want them to take away hope. I want them to take away just the idea that revelation from above can come in so many different ways that you would never imagine. You know, they used to say that Seinfeld was a show about nothing, and I think that my book is a collection of tiny nothings that point to big somethings, and I hope that people will take away that idea that there's someone out there talking to them, and that it's a good idea to keep our eyes open and our ears open and be open to that concept.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on our broadcast. Pamela Capone is with us. Her website, ipunchedmyselfintheeye.com. She's also available on Facebook at I Punched Myself in the Eye. She is also available on Twitter, Personal M Essays, and PamelaCapone.com as well. The book is available on Amazon. That is I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. And she's with us today here on our world-famous Cheeky Jaguar radio program. Now, who do you envision to be the potential readers, basically, of this book?
You know, what's really fun it really does have a huge audience. My cousin's little boy is reading it, and texted me a photo of their whiteboard with his list of reading for the weekend. I was so jazzed to see my book up there. And then, this is a true story, my 93-year-old friend Inez, when I gave her the book a few months ago, she told me that it had her in stitches, her words. So I think that, I really think that it's kind of good stuff for most anyone. I can't imagine anyone that wouldn't benefit from a positive story right now. Well, so, and it's just it's really clean, and I think it's good for a lot of people.
It is a heck of a book, because you have put together some really cool things in here, and you've managed to make everything flow, and it really works out. I guess kind of, and I think we've answered this question halfway through, but how is your book relevant in today's society?
Well, for one thing, as we were talking about, just with the political climate, I think with politics, with the anger that's happening in our world, but in our nation, the polarization, the race baiting and race wars and terrorism, I mean, just there's just so much garbagey stuff out there. I think we need more of this stuff. I think we need to try and push back against that. And I think it's extremely timely.
It is a amazing read. I punched myself in the eye. Stories of self-sabotage, imperfection, and perfect amazing grace. It is an amazing book, and Pamela Capone with us today here on a broadcast. Check it out on Amazon. And Pamela, before we let you go, what's next for you as an author?
More of the same. Maybe I'm totally open to new ideas, but I want to keep writing about good stuff. I really want to be a positive influence. That's the whole point of being here.
That's awesome. Well, Pamela, good luck with the book, and we'll talk soon. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
James, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Pamela. We'll talk soon. Pamela Capone with us today. I punched myself in the eye. Stories of self-sabotage, imperfection, and perfect amazing grace. Joins us today here on iHeartRadio and AMFM 107.com. We've got more coming up here on our program.
And it's that time of the week to reach into the cart.